the wet sock treatment. Do you know about the wet sock treatment, Claire?
Wet sock treatment. No.
Okay. So it's also known as warming socks, another tricky name, or the magic socks.
I'd like to have a pair of magic socks.
Those are the fun ways to
it's
say
like
it.
Like having ruby slippers.
Yeah, yeah. You tell someone, okay, I'm going to have you do the wet sock treatment tonight. They're, especially my husband, he's like, no, it's not happening. Yeah. So the wet sock is amazing for like head congestion, a cold, upper respiratory infection. Basically what you do is you wet a pair of cotton socks with cold water. You want to take like a hot bath or a hot foot bath before. You just want to make sure that you're nice and warm. You go climb in bed, you put the wet, cold socks on. And then
in your bed?
Yeah, and then you put a pair of wool socks over. And then you go to bed and you fall asleep. And you wait, if you keep them on until the morning, they will be dry.
Well, doesn't your bed get wet?
No, because you have wool socks.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's pretty far out. But I'd be willing to try it if you feel like you're getting sick.
Like a sore throat, upper respiratory infection, cough.
So step one would be take a hot bath or soak your feet.
Uh-huh.
So you're good and warm.
Yeah.
Then put cold, wet socks. Cotton socks.
Uh-huh.
Because they take longer to dry. So cold, wet cotton socks. How would you make them cold? Just from cold water? Or would you stick them in the freezer for a little while?
Sometimes I do stick them in the freezer.
Oh, the admission.
Yeah, but you don't have to. You can just use really cold water. It's fine. You don't have to torture yourself.
Okay. But the cold, in my mind, I always thought the cold would warm up because of the air around it, but you're saying the body warms it.
Yeah, because you got that wool over
and
it pulls,
it pulls that congestion out of your body as it's doing
it. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
So